Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful song today on Sunday.
We just thank the Lord for it. We're opening up Sunday morning, a whole new month of June on a Sunday that the Lord has allowed us to get up and be a part of. I'm going to read a scripture or two, and then we're going to go into prayer. Psalms 55, verse 17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. The Lord will hear our voice. We're up early in the morning crying out to pray. And I'm going to read Psalms 5, verse 1 through 3. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thy hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct any prayer unto thee, and I will look up. We'll thank the Lord for the reading of his holy scriptures. Lord Jesus, this morning we come to you, and I come to you first repenting of anything I've said or done that was not pleasing to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered this morning. Hallelujah. We want to acknowledge that without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. And without you, we would be like a ship, like a sail. Lord Jesus, I ask you to clean me up and clean me out this morning. And Lord Jesus, that only you would come forth, that your words would come forth out of my heart, which is in my mind. Lord Jesus, we just thank you and we just praise you for this great opportunity that you have given us to come back on this broadcast for early Sunday morning prayer. Hallelujah. It's a time to cry out to you for me, for Evangelist Adrian Bernard, our founding host, for each and every one that comes on this broadcast. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for so much you have done for us, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for allowing us to be born and baptized into your royal family of baptized believers and your precious royal people on this earth. Because you said in the scriptures, in your holy word, that all souls are yours, and the soul that sinneth shall die. But then you also said, if they repent and come back, you will no otherwise turn them away. Oh, what a wonderful Lord God you are this morning to us. And we just thank you for it. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. Hallelujah. We lifting up our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, Lord Jesus. You told her to go, and she's down there in New Orleans, Lord, and we ask you to bless her, to protect her, to guide her, and we know that you're going to direct her steps in the way that you would have her to go. Hallelujah. We pray for her mother. We pray for Danielle. Hallelujah. We pray for all of her grandchildren, and we pray for the great-grandchildren, Lord, that's in there. Hallelujah. And we just thank you for this opportunity that you have put her over this broadcast, Lord Jesus, for your people. Hallelujah. And we thank you for each and every one, each and every soul that get up in early in the morning, our time, we are in California hosting this broadcast from. Lord, they get up and be a part of this prayer to you. It's all about you, Lord Jesus. It's all about what you want. Hallelujah. It's all about what you put in our spirit, man, and from our heart to say or to pray or to seek you, seek your face, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. Lord, help me not to lean on my understanding. Hallelujah. Help me to lean on yours in all my ways. Let me acknowledge you so that you can direct my path, hallelujah, the way you would have me to go, that you would order my steps, hallelujah, and that you would order each and every one of the steps, each and every step that's on this broadcast and all over the United States and out of the United States where Block Talk go, because this word is for everybody, but mostly for somebody that needs this to get up and pray and say, Lord, I repent, but I want to come back, hallelujah, and I want to understand how to do it right, Lord Jesus, how to move right, how to think right, how to walk right, how to be right, how to love right, how to have peace right, how to enjoy the old kingdom work. Hallelujah. How to enjoy these 66 books of the Bible, 39 old and 27 new. Lord, put it in our hearts. Hallelujah, that we should pray. You said man always should pray. Hallelujah, and to read your words, Lord Jesus, and that you would open the scriptures to us more and more, and that you would give us more revelation on our ministries, Lord, that you have called us to into the kingdom work and to building of this of your kingdom, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, we thank you for it. Hallelujah, if we had 10,000 times, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for each and every soul that comes on this broadcast. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we pray for the ones that's on Twitter, Facebook. You have blessed us to go forth to stretch out more, Lord Jesus, in Block Talk and in the chat room. Hallelujah, and faith, all of them, Lord Jesus. You have opened us up more that it, your word can go forth, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the godly men and women that you have allowed to come on this broadcast and bring your holy word from heaven down on this earth. Lord Jesus, we tremendously thank them. Hallelujah. We can't do no more but thank them, Lord, but we want you to bless them. Bless them the more today, Lord Jesus. If it's any sick, Lord Jesus, we ask you to heal them, Lord Jesus, because you can go where we can't go. Hallelujah. And you said, you told Abraham, send me, I'll go. As the God said, send me, I'll go, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All we want to know, Lord Jesus, is that we in your perfect will and your way. Hallelujah. That your anointing, hallelujah, is with us, that it'll break every yoke. Hallelujah. That it will draw men and women and young men and young girls unto you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you this morning for this great opportunity that you have given us. We thank you that the callers come on, Lord Jesus, and it was able to come on and pray. Hallelujah, and we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Prophetess Darlene Davis as was standing instead of me and Evangelist Bernard. And I thank you, Lord, that you had me able to get back on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, just to give you the honor and the praise. Hallelujah, that you said you will raise up your people according to your will and your purpose, Lord Jesus. And I thank you this morning. I praise you, and we just love you. We just praise you and thank you for each and everything that you have done for me, each and everything that you have done for each and everybody that's listening all over the world, the United States and outside of the United, outside of the continent, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you for the faithful ones that you have sent on this broadcast. And most of all, Lord Jesus, we know it's you that sent them on here, because a lot of them we have never seen, but we have heard their voices, and you say your spirit line up with their spirit, Lord Jesus. So we just thank you for this great opportunity that you have given us today. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for the ones that have graduated, hallelujah, from high school, from college, Lord Jesus, that you have helped them and you have guided them and you have took them to the place where they felt like they may not have been, Lord, but you made it so that they would be complete in the natural operation of the graduation. But now, Lord Jesus, you're going to equip them more spiritually. Hallelujah, as they have finished their studies at this far apart. And naturally, Lord Jesus, just please equip them, Lord Jesus. We pray that you equip them more and order their steps, Lord Jesus, that they can come forth and have have more time to be in their ministry and to bring the word and bring the souls in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And we love you and we praise you. And if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah for what you have done for us. And entered into to your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You said if you be lifted up, if we lift you up from this earth, that you would draw all men unto you. Lord, help us. Give us that strength. Give us that anointing. Hallelujah, that we can go out, Lord, and lift you up, and the people can see the anointing and the calling on their lives to come into the kingdom and be a part of this kingdom to be saved. Hallelujah, and go forth and do the will and the work of the Lord that he has called us to do in this great ministry. Hallelujah, Lord, and I ask you to take the fear out of it, all of us, Lord, or anybody that feel as though that they can't do a job that you have given us to do, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we ask you to strip that fear because you say you're not the author of fear, but you're not the author of confusion, and you're not the author of fear, Lord Jesus. So we ask you today, hallelujah, to take it out of us, Lord, to go forth because we're going forth, but it's you that's doing the work. Hallelujah, it's that you that is leading and guiding us. It's you that calls the cry. When we cry out at night, you call, you come and you say, here I am, my child. When we're sleeping, you're there talking to us. Hallelujah. When we're up and we're praying, Lord Jesus, Jesus, you give us the direction. Hallelujah. And we want to be spiritual minded. Hallelujah. And in right standing with you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to go out, Lord Jesus, into this lost world and bring your people back to you, Lord Jesus, and make them kingdom builders, Lord Jesus. Your army that's assigned, that's affected, Lord Jesus, that it will be so. And we thank you this morning and we praise you and we give you the praise and the glory and all the honor, and we just say thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity, and we see our founding host on Evangelist Adrian Bernard. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Okay, then, so, all right. So we're going to Prophetess Michael Lewis. God bless you, man of God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Mike.
Would you want me to pray?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Be kind and gracious, Father, Lord, we come before your throne humbly but yet boldly, O God, that we might obtain mercy, find grace to help in time of need, O God. Father, we thankful once again for another day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask you first of all for forgiveness of all sins, seen, unseen, sins of omission, sins of commission, even the very hidden sins of the heart, O God. Father, we pray that you would create in us a clean heart, renew the right spirit down within us. For against thee and thee only have we sinned and done evil in your sight. So we ask you to wash us thoroughly with your hyssop, making us whiter than snow, O God. Cleanse us from all naughtiness and superfluity of the spirit. Purge us, God, from our dead works in the name of Jesus. But most of all, God, open up our eyes of understanding to create in us a clean heart, renewing the right spirit down within us, God, so that we can teach others your ways, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up on this morning the President of these United States, asking you to have mercy upon him according to your loving kindness and the multitude of your tender mercies, blotting out all of his transgressions, but keeping him in the center of your will, God, shielding and protecting his family, O God, the First Lady and their children and even their mother and brothers, God, in the name of Jesus, their fathers, in your name, God. Father, we lift up the Americas in this hour, God, a country that has turned her back on you, God, asking you, Father, judge us not in your wrath, but again, according to your loving kindness and the multitude of your tender mercies, God. Have mercy on us, Father. Lord, we pray again, oh God, for the war-torn countries, those that are engaging in combat even right now as we pray in God, that thou wouldest lift up the bowed and the hung down head, straighten out the crooked and the wayward path, those that are bereaving the loss of a loved one. God, lift up their heads, oh God. Let them look unto the hill from whence cometh their help, realizing that their help comes from you, God, the creator, the maker of every good and every perfect gift. Father, Lord, we pray for the cabinet members. We lift up the House of Congress, God, the judicial system, Lord. Not their will, but let yours be done, God. We lift up the Congress. We lift up the senators, God. We lift up every mayor. We lift up even the council members on today, God. We lift up those that are in authority in the high places. Not their will, but let thine will be done. We pray for God, every king, queen, prince, princess, the dukes, the earls, God, even the burgomeisters, prime ministers, God. Hey, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we even lift up dictators on today, God. Not their will, but let thine be done. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we praying for this unjust system that man has allowed to be rebuilt, God. When you died, Lord, you tore down the middle wall of partition, but God, pastors, preachers, teachers have systematically gone back to patch up the walls, God. Lord, we come against the false doctrine, the false teachings, the false teaching in this hour, God, the seducing spirit, the doctrine of devils, God. We stand against it right now, God. You decreed there's only one Lord, one faith, only one baptism, one God that is above all, in all, and through us all, God. And we lift up oneness on today, wholeness on today, God. Lord, purify our thoughts, God. Even purify our minds, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, as Paul said, I beseech you by the mercies of God that we all speak the same thing, that we be in the same mind and in the same judgment, that there be no divisions, God. We speak against divisions on today that have caused man to worship the false God, the image God, and not your spirit, Lord. You said they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth, God. Lord, you declared that you were the way, the truth, and the light, that no man can come to the Father but by through you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you said ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Make us free on today, God, with the understanding of the apostolic teachings, God, the apostles' doctrine, God, not lifting up the denomination, God, or the organization or the associations, but your word, God, in this hour, as David said, thy word, O God, let it be hid in our hearts, Lord, that we might not sin against you. Lord, you said you are the living word, God. Hallelujah, God. So pierce the hearts of a son to God, through the bone and the marrow, God, the dividing of both soul and the spirit, God. We pray that your word unto day, God, it will have free course, God. Lord, we ask you to let your spirit, God, have free course in the church house on today, God. Those that are making their way out to the places of worship, God, you meet them there, opening up their eyes of understanding, anointing their ears that they might hear what your spirit is saying on today, God. Save us before it's everlasting too late. We will be careful to give you the glory. We give you the honor. All that we ask, we say, and we do, God. We pray that you be praised in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister T, God bless. God bless.
Good morning. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to the throne of grace to give you all honor, praise, and glory because you are worthy, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for this morning, a day that we never seen before, Father. that you have mercy upon us, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just want to bless the evangelist today, Evangelist Bernard, Father God. We ask you to cover her now in your blood, Father. Meet every need that she has before you, Father God. We ask you to cover this radio broadcast, Lord Jesus, that everything that comes forth on here is of God, Father. We just thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you've done, Father God. We just want you to let her know that her labor and love truly is not in vain, Father God. We just ask you to go where she is right now, whatever is going on in her life, Father God. We just want to thank her for everything that she's poured out for us on this radio broadcast, Father God. Everything that she's given us, Father, the things that she's given us came straight from you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Father, for her life, Father. We thank you for Mother Ruby, Lord Jesus. We ask you to continue to touch her in a special way, Father. Continue to touch her family in a special way, Father. Anything that she has said before you, Father God, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with her on today. Comfort her today, Lord Jesus. Let her know that it's a lot of people that love and care about her, Father God. We just thank you, Father, for her life, Father, for her labor, Lord Jesus, for our commitment to this radio broadcast. Father God, we just lift up Mike Lewis today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just ask you to touch him in a special way, Father God. You know what the desires of his heart is. You know what he's standing in need of, Father God. We ask you to continue to use him for your own glory, Father God. Continue to bless him, his family, Father, in the name of Jesus, his health and his strength, Father. In fact, we raise up all the people that come on this line, Father, looking for a rhema word from heaven, Father. I ask you to go to their respective homes right now and touch them in a special way, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all that you do for us, Father God. We thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you for the anointing that you have placed on our life, Father God. We thank you for all that you do for us, Father God. Father God, I come against anxiety. I come against depression. I come against all those things that's not like you. Father, I either come against the suicidal demon that tried to get into a friend of mine last night, Father. But I just ask you, Lord Jesus, just to go by and see about them, Father. See about your people. We need you now like never before, Father. And we thank you for all that you do, Father God. We pray for the homeless right now, the people that don't have homes right now. I ask you to provide shelter for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Provide peace for them. We bind the spirit of addiction right now, Father. We just ask you to remove all addictions, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask you just to touch your people on today, your people everywhere that are hurting, that are in pain, that are going through, Father God. Father, we just thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We pray for the city of Stockton right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We just ask you to touch the people in the city of Stockton, Father God. There's so many people just walking around just lost and don't know who you, Father God. Father God, as we walk through this town, the people that live in the city of Stockton, that we be a light, that we be the light, that light of you, Father God, that we spread your words with joy, with peace, with happiness, and with humbleness, Lord Jesus. Father God, that there be none of us and all of you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just pray for the city of New Orleans, Father God. We pray for the evangelist family, Father. We just pray for people everywhere, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you. We thank you for all that you do, Father God. We pray for bereaved families everywhere, Lord Jesus. We pray for the people that have lost loved ones who are hurting or who are in pain, Father God. Father, we ask you to touch them in a special way. Because only you can heal, only you can deliver, only you can set free, Father God. Father, we just need people to be free. We need people that to know who you are, Father God. We're tired of seeing people walking around in darkness, Father God. Only you can open up their eyes to the light and know that it's only you. It is you. There is no one but you in the heavens and the earth. There is no one. You cannot go to man. You cannot go to anyone. We have to go straight to you, Father God. Father, please help us when we're able to hear some of these messages. If they're not of you, Father God, we ask you to remove those that stuff out of our ear. We only want to hear from you, Father God. Let no flesh be glorified in your sight, Father. Father, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do on today. Someone is going to be delivered. Someone's going to be set free. Someone is going to say, what must I do to be saved, Father? We ask you to cover the services all over the world, United States and the United Kingdom, all over the world, every service on today. Let the words that come out of your service mouth be of you, Lord Jesus. We bind up any false prophets. We bind up any false teaching, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let your word come forth on today, Father God.
that your spirit dwell in the houses of the Lord today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to use us today for your own glory, Father God. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal the sick, help the brokenhearted. Father, we just honor you today, and we give you glory, Father, as we worship you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Because we are nothing and we have nothing without you. We bring you our worship today, Father. We bring it to you, Father. We thank you for all that you're doing. We love you. We love you with the love of the Lord. We love you, Father. Just let us be a light everywhere we go, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this broadcast. Can't speak for nobody else, but I've been saying for the last almost 3 years, Father God. Rhema, word from heaven. Life-changing word from heaven. Father, we just honor you today. We give you the glory. Let your will be done in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. None of us and all of you, Father. Oh, Father, we just thank you again for today, Father. Let your glory be revealed in us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is for the prayer that has went forth. Prophet Michael Lewis and Sister T and Sister Dawn was on the line, and we just thank the Lord because he knows what's happening. And, yes. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity. We just thank you for Prophetess Darlene Davis filling in for and for this Adrian Bernard and Jose. We just thank you for Prophet Michael, Lord Jesus. Shout out his graduation. We just thank you, Lord, that he's completed one part of what you have him to. Lord, we thank you for the prayer. Open up so that they can pray that was in their heart. Hallelujah. And we praise you and we esteem you. You say men always should pray and not faint. So we thank you this Sunday morning for your kindness and your mercy and your forgiveness and your grace. Hallelujah. And your anointing that you have put in us, in our hearts. And we thank you, Lord. We ask you to clean out anything that's in our heart and mind that's not like you. Hallelujah. We want to surrender all to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We thank each and every one of y'all for coming on. You've been on for a long time with us in Jesus. So with no further ado, I'm going to go on and close out with Sweet Jesus. Amen.
I love to praise your name. I love to lift you up. We bless your name, sweet Jesus. Can you help me say it? Every day and every night.
When I hit the low point,
sweet Jesus,
I didn't have anyone else to talk to.
Sweet Jesus,
when no one else could understand.
Sweet Jesus,
when I was on my face in a pool of tears.
Sweet Jesus,
it was you, Jesus, the Redeemer. It was you, Jesus, the Restorer. It was you, Jesus, the Restorer.
Closing out now, tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m., we come on Blog Talk Radio, Monday through Friday. God bless and pray. Thank you so much for tuning in.